You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
You're listening to CJSF 9.1, broadcasting from the traditional and unceded territories of the Coast Salish people, including the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Katsi nations. Unceded means that these lands have never been surrendered, sold, or given up by these nations, and we're currently situated on occupied territories. So with that in mind, welcome to Open Mic on CJSF. I'm Iago, and I'm here with another episode where we dig into personal stories that really shape us, stories you don't often hear on the mainstream radio. And I have today here your famous Pranay.
Thank you so much, Iago. Hello, guys. I'm back again, and this is going to be the last show. Because Iago is now going to Brazil and we are going to be celebrating the holidays.
Perfect. Thank you so much for being here with me, Pranay. And that's it. We're going to be discussing a few different things today. We're going to be talking about Christmas. We're going to be talking about final exams for students. We're going to be talking about a bunch of stuff. And it's a real pleasure to have you all here. So, Pranay, What do you have in your mind about right now? How were final exams for you?
Oh, final exams were good. I just survived them. And at the end, I didn't even like give too much effort. I was like, okay, it's already Christmas. Like, why do we even want to study, right? So, but yeah, I think so. I'll do really good this semester when it comes to grades. What about you? How was it for you?
Well, it was definitely a time of the year. I think that often when we stop and we think about what's happening around us, it seems that everything is like a flash. I don't know how to explain. Final exams is definitely a feeling. Like you're craving for the end of it. You're looking ahead and thinking, oh, this is just one more. I'm just pulling this one another night, you know. Mm. And when you see just you're there, you're tired, you're eating Tim Hortons for lunch, and I think that's common finals for like Canadians and stuff.
Yeah.
Whoever is studying here.
Yeah, exactly. It's basically the same for everyone. They don't know what meals they're having. They don't know what time they're sleeping at. No one knows about that. And you're just going through it, surviving it, and just being bland about it. Okay, we are done now. But at the same time, the satisfaction that you have like after all your finals is over, that is a different feeling. But yeah. I think so. We are done with the finals now. What plans do we have for the holidays? Iago, you go first.
What plans I have for the holidays? Well, I've started yesterday. Today's the Christmas of the Christmas, the birthday of one of my best friends.
Mm-hmm.
It's Victor's birthday.
Oh yeah.
And I just spent some of the night meeting his friends and mm-hmm. celebrating. We had ice cream cake, which is I think is underrated. It's so good.
Ice cream cake?
Yeah.
Ooh, interesting.
It's so good. It's so good. I think more people should have ice cream cakes for their birthdays. Mm-hmm. Anyway, and I think looking ahead, I'm going to Brazil today. And I'm just excited to see my family after so long. To see my dog, oh my god. I'm mm. gonna have so much fun with her. I'm gonna run through the streets. And I don't know. Today I was actually dreaming about
seeing them
buying food on the supermarket. And I think I've been dreaming that for a long time. I don't know if you have anything similar, like when you're about to go home.
Like buying food in India or
Buying food in the supermarket in India.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I keep having this dream about buying food in Brazil, and I just remember looking at the shell and looking at the papaya.
Oh,
and
I
was so happy there were papayas at this time of the year. I was like, oh my god, I love summer.
Yeah, fair enough. But how do you feel? Like, I think so you're meeting your family after like 1 year, 4 months now. Like, how does that feel like?
Yeah, 1 year. 1 year and 4 months, 1 year and a half for most of my family, actually.
Yeah.
Because the last 2 months, I basically just spent with my mom.
Oh, okay.
So I only saw my father like on the day I came here. So mm-hmm. I don't know. It's not much of a staying with. It's more of a goodbye.
Yeah.
Not the same. Anyway, yeah. It's an awkward feeling. I don't know if I look the same. I don't know if they look the same. I don't know if my brother especially, because he was say he's
like what? 10?
He's 10.
He's 10?
Okay. No, he's too tall. He's 9. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 9 and almost 10 actually.
Okay.
So yeah, it's, I think especially for him, it's going to be different because kids change too much and too little. So
fair enough. And do you have this feeling that, you know, like all your friends back home, like will be able to like get this newer personality of you? Because like,
That's awkward. That's awkward.
Yeah, you know what I mean, right?
I do. But also there's the fact that I'm not sure I'm going to go to my city where I lived throughout like high school.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think I'll see most of my friends.
Okay.
I'll be mostly with my family, and I'm traveling a lot. So like, first days I'm gonna enjoy the beach, and then I'll go after that to spend Christmas on my grandmother's city. There we don't have much of a.
I think so. You sent me the picture of like the big farms.
Yeah,
and the ocean view. If I'm
no,
correct?
No. I live far from the ocean.
Okay.
I live far from the ocean.
Oh, okay.
But I'll be on the ocean for the first 3 days, and then I'll go for my grandma's. My grandma's is a small city as well. It's not farms yet. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going with my mom, going to the farms, and then I'm going to travel to Paraguay. So I won't stay much like with friends. Well, but I see where you're coming from. Like,
yeah.
It's a lot of people. You've been there like after a year, right?
Yeah.
How was that for you?
Okay. So like that's why I was talking. I asked you this question, right? Because, okay, most of your friends, like who you really consider to be friends, are gonna understand you completely. Like this new change, this new everything. But there will be a few people that you know that. You can't just relate to anymore, and they can't relate with you. So it's really a tough thing to, you know, really maintain a bond like that. But, you know, like if you have the understanding for the other person and they have the understanding for you, it's really easy. Because like some of my friends were complaining about, you know, like, oh, I have to go to college, I have to do this, I have to do that. And I was just thinking at the back of my mind, oh, I have to go to college and think about 100 other things. I have to go to work. I have to, you know, cook. And for them, that is just negligible. They don't even know, like, how that works like. So, yeah, that is, like, a completely different party that, you know, the people who aren't in the same environment like yours aren't able to understand.
Yeah.
But then again, there are some people who try their best to understand. And, you know, that's really respectable when you are not in the same environment as a person and they are trying their best to understand you, that is the best feeling ever. When they are asking questions, oh, how does that work like? Oh, how does this work like? So yeah, you know that bond is going to like stay for life. Yeah, that's how I felt like when I went to India. And also, you're going to be a lot more mature for your family.
Yes, I am 100% sure of that. I keep like... I know they don't know half of what I do here. Like,
yes.
Most of the time, I am a really indecisive person. So most of my calls to my mom are like, Mom, should I buy this or this? You know? It's like, I can decide the simple things, but it's like, they don't know much of your friendships. They don't know much of your relationships here. And it's so different. And I think you touched on two different things that we explore. Like, first, how we've matured. Like, what is the difference in ourselves? What made us mature, maybe? I think that's an important talk for us to have.
Yes.
But also, how would things be? And I think this is always a creative but also fun exercise to do. How things would be if we've taken any different decision?
Actually... Very honestly, I have been thinking about this a lot. But before coming to that part, I wanted to ask you, what will be your mother's reaction on seeing like this Iago's version?
What will be my mom's reaction specifically?
Yeah.
I think...
And your dad's as well.
Yeah, I think for my dad, it's going to be a really different experience. I mean, I talked last with him. My fathers are separated, by the way, so I think that's an important information. So when I'm wondering, I'm not quite sure how much difference my mom will perceive, specifically because I think that with my mom, I'm also a different person. You know, you feel way more vulnerable, you feel more comfortable.
Yeah, exactly.
So like, I think she will be. It will be easier for her to see that side of me because you are always like vulnerable and it's easier for her to understand. Now with my father, it's a completely different situation. I grew up in a tough environment in terms of like my father, he's irritable, he's I don't want to say it's crazy because I at the same time that I see my father as someone with a really rational person, mm-hmm. I think that this rationality of his doesn't apply for feelings. So it seems like he's lacking the understanding of others. Like everything he bases on others' feelings is based completely on his experience. Mm-hmm. And I think this is a little bit different than empathy because it means that he's not putting... exactly like the feeling, he's not trying to understand your feelings, but he's putting what you're saying in terms of his feelings.
Okay,
you got me. Yeah. So I think that's gonna be a different experience for me and him. I'm not sure how that's gonna come out, especially because I have a tough conversation to have with him. The first thing I want to talk to him when I'm alone is just say for him that you need to stop vaping. Because I've come to realize that talking to him, he vapes. He stopped smoking for like 15 years.
Oh, okay.
And now he, like in 1 year that I've been gone, he's got addicted to vaping.
Oh, okay.
And I had a really hard experience with my grandfather in terms of like smoking and how he died.
Oh, okay.
And because of that, like I don't want to go through the same thing with my father, you know.
Mm, okay.
But yeah, that's my piece on how. How different it is, but I think we can. What? How did you see difference, like in how your family perceived you?
Yes, like I was like, you know, like when I went back home, I got up like way before time. Like they were used to of like me getting up on like 12 p.m. or something. But I got up like really early. I was like, oh, let's cook and everything. But there were like, you know, like servants coming in cleaning the house. I was like, I'm not used to this. Like, I totally forgot about this. Like, you know, like things are going to be chillier. I don't have to do anything. But yeah, that mindset was on for a bit. And they're like, oh, what is he up to? Like it's okay. Like, we get it that you're mature, but like, you have all the facilities here. You can stop it. And, you know, like, I wanted to cook my own food at the first,
I'm not going to be doing.
But yeah, that was one of the things. And, you know, like, when it came to like paying, it was the first time when I was like, oh, let me pay. And my family was like, yeah, shut up. That was their reaction. It's okay. We know that you're earning, but like, it's okay. We got this. But yeah, it was a different feeling for them, like seeing their kid being mature. Because like, when I actually came to Canada, even when you came to Canada, let's agree to it, you were kind of dumb.
Oh yeah,
because and you know what, that makes completely that makes a lot of sense, because this is what I say, it's okay to be dumb.
I think I would substitute the word dumb for naive. I was naive.
No, I was dumb.
I was naive. Like, I don't like, I want to say that I understood how things were supposed to be, but I had this understanding of like, oh, I deal better with this than most people, or
yeah,
or this is not gonna happen to me just because it happens to other people. Like everything, like, ooh, others, yeah, warn you like about your years in college. I was like, huh, look at me, you know, I know better, I do better than this.
Yeah,
no, I don't.
But yeah, this is what I always say, right? It's okay to be dumb, but you know, like every day, try to be like a little less dumb, and that will make you grow eventually. Like, I still agree, bro. Like, I'm still dumb. That's okay. It's okay to agree that you're dumb. But yes, so when I first came here, even when you first came here, I remember the very first hangout that we had. It was at IKEA Coquitlam.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
IKEA Coquitlam,
yeah. Yeah, you got Walking. You got your Brazilian friends. I got my Indian friends. It was like...
It was a mix.
It was like a meeting of bricks.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
What did I do that was so dumb in there? Like,
No, that wasn't dumb. Like,
I thought you were saying that we did something.
No, this was just like a first hangout that, you know, I remember. We went through the SkyTrain. We had to walk a lot. And... yeah.
What I remember from that experience is looking at so many things I wanted to have in my room, and I was like, but this is so expensive. This is crazy expensive. Now I was looking at the photos of the things I wanted to buy, and I was like, I should have bought that.
Yeah, it's not that bad now.
Not that bad. Yeah. Like, I could have had that in my home. Mm-hmm. I would have made my room so much more comfier. I was so afraid of buying like one single piece of forgot the name, like a cover. Duvet. Oh, I was okay. so afraid of buying one duvet. I was like, well, is this the right choice? Is this the right... Because, like, I don't know how cold it's going to be, but they have, like, heaters inside. But at the same time, I don't want to be cold. Like, and I want just one. I don't want to buy another one.
Fair enough. Like, you have no idea of how... Even I didn't get, a comforter or anything.
No?
Yeah, at the very first day. No, I did not. I remember the only thing that I got there, it was just a pillow. And that also, you got that from me.
Gosh, I bought...
Yeah, you got a pillow for me.
Oh, yeah, pillow. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, the black and white pillow. Yes.
Got it. I got such a bad pillow. I should have bought a better one.
Mm.
Now I have both. I'm using both, like, to hold my stuff. And I bought new ones.
Yeah, same. Yeah, that was a...
Good. People who are moving to Canada, we strongly advise you to buy the pieces of stuff that are going to suit you in a long time run. Do not think about a short time saving.
Yes, that's true. Oh, talking about short time savings. Oh, it was the month of October 2023 when we went to Delta.
Yeah.
Just to buy cheap winter clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you still have those? Like the winter clothes that we got?
I'm trying to remember what I bought some college thing. It's like a... really, really American, during the 2000s college clothes.
Yeah.
And they're so bad. They shrunk, and the first time I washed them, they shrunk so much.
Is it the jacket that you're talking about with the fur that we got from a store?
No. That one is good. It's a red, I don't know the name of that material, but it's a red and white thing, and the pants were white.
Ooh,
the same color,
pants,
it was off-white.
The pants, yes. I remember, I got pants from the same shop.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was bad, yeah.
They shrunk so much in the first wash.
I got a red pant, if you remember.
Yeah.
And my friends still laugh at me for that.
They said I looked like a doctor. But it's such a bad college thing. Gosh, and
yeah,
I knew nothing about my own style as well. See?
Yeah.
Even understanding more the way I dress at something, they're going to look and say, hey, now you know how to put two pieces of cloth together.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. So, yeah, this is going to be when you rank major changes from first semester to now, I would say knowing how to dress up, number one. Knowing how to tackle difficult situations.
Yes.
It can be anything. You don't have food at home. What are you going to do? What's the quickest meal that you can make?
Yeah, I'm so much better. Mm-hmm. I don't know how I survived at high school without knowing how to make a decision. We had 15 minutes break between classes to eat. And you would spend at least 5 minutes in line to buy food. And I would spend 15 minutes in line because I would be looking at the sign and I could not decide what I was going to have for food. And I kept going back.
Yeah, that was a high school to this, the transition in itself, it was a big thing. And the transition of first term to second semester to third semester, that for me, I think so, that was the biggest change. Second semester,
yeah, SFSS, but you're living, that was a different experience than living in Surrey as well, right?
I think so, a lot of things, you were just talking about how some things just lined up for us to be here, right? Mm-hmm. So I would say a lot of them, first, very 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 first was talking to you online, getting to know you.
Yeah.
You helping me out with the admissions and the decisions by giving me your Skype. And after that, after coming here, meeting a person, which ended up bad.
Oh.
Ooh.
You're not mentioning names right now?
No, we are not mentioning names.
Oh, come on, that's good tea.
But, yeah, that. And, and one of the aspects that I still admire is when I went to my hive and I met my hive leader. I can mention his name, Piyush Sharda. And a lot of things have been lined up after that. I met a lot of my friends on my hive, on the day of my hive.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still here with me. And because data science is a small community.
Yeah.
And my hive leader actually went on to becoming one of my closest friends And he still is. He's like a bigger brother figure to me.
Bro, he took you to Mexico.
Yeah, he took me to Mexico.
Come on.
Yeah, like, you have to agree. But yeah, it was a great experience. Like, I never knew that, you know, I'm going to be so close to the Hive leader. I remember on the very first day one of the Hive, I was just like trying to socialize as much. And I was just asking for his LinkedIn and everything. And the next time that I met him, he just invited me to his house. And he's like, oh, come for lunch. And yeah, I went there. I ended up becoming close friends with him and his roommate. And after that, yeah, it was a whole group of people that, you know, that we kind of met together and we got closer with. And like, even when I moved to Surrey, it was like his friend's place that I moved to, right? So yeah, a lot of things just lined up after that. And his and like meeting his fiance as well. Like, she has been one of my greatest supporters ever. I still remember when I fell off my longboard and
for
the first time it was actually not that bad. I fell with you. Mm-hmm. did you fall that day?
No.
Oh, okay, it was just me. Okay, never mind.
I only the first fall I actually had on my skate was recently.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Yeah, so it took a while for me to actually hurt myself for the first time.
Okay, that's crazy. Because I remember the very first day we got the longboards, we were like, oh, let's go. And it was raining. we had our jackets in. And it's the road near Blessen Hall that we were going. Mm-hmm. And we were just going down that road. Mm-hmm. And I was like, Iago, slow down. And you know, now thinking about it, it's actually so crazy because I had no idea how to control a longboard. You kind of did?
Yeah, I had a skating resort for like 2 years, but I mean, I never knew how to do anything. I usually went straight, or I would go in going down, and then I would hop in. I wouldn't even like do the.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. The thing was that I knew how to get on it and how to ride it, but I never knew how to stop it. I kind of still don't know.
Well,
So, like, yeah.
You need to have shoes. You need to have shoes, and then you destroy your shoes.
Exactly,
that's it. Because we usually try to stop to not, like, damage our shoes. We're just using our knees.
Yes.
You're damaging your knee. Like, you're supposed to put your feet in the ground and just let it destroy all the components of your shoes.
Yeah.
That's why most people that skate, they have like those really old shoes and they start putting tape and layers of tape.
Fair enough.
And then they put glue and like.
Fair enough, I need to get that. And I remember like when I fell, I think so, I was just sliding on the road for like 60 meters easy.
Oh gosh.
You remember that? You were at the front and I was at the back and I was on my chest. I was just sliding on the road.
Yeah, I remember.
Kind of hurts me till late.
How did we come here? What were we talking about before skating?
Oh, about people. Yes. Yes. So I was talking about the second time that I fell. And it was Akshita Sharma, which is my friend's fiance. She took care of me. And, you know, to a point where even when I was in a relationship, the other person didn't care about like me falling and everything. But she was there. She gave me medicine, did all the dressing, and for some reason the next day I was in Whistler. right after the accident. See, first year, make dumb decisions. That's the best thing ever, you know?
Why? Okay, that's how you learn.
Yeah, that's how.
But it's not like decisively do that. Just like try your best to do what you can in the situation you have.
Mm.
How do you feel about playing a song right now?
Playing
the first song?
Yes.
Okay. How do you feel about Does This Bus Stop at Douglas Street?
Let's play that.
That's a good one.
Okay.
So everyone, thank you so much. We'll be back in a few minutes. Enjoy Does This Bus Stop at Douglas Street by Ethan Beck and the Charlie Browns.
I'm a temporary boyfriend. I'll come running as soon as you snap your fingers. I'm just waiting for something new to come. been waiting for so long. Reached out and grabbed it. I've been waiting, oh, so long for you and me. As soon as I need you, you say you don't want me. Thought it'd be fine, but starting to haunt me. I've been waiting, oh, so long for you and me.
Stats can be hard to understand, but this one isn't. Nearly 1 in 4 people can't afford food in Canada. What does food insecurity look like where you live? Look up your address at foodsecuritynow.ca. That's foodsecuritynow.ca. Join Community Food Centers Canada in making a difference today.
Tune in to Intravenous on Wednesdays from 10 to 11 a.m. for music and talk radio about all things, all genders. Discussing and approaching contemporary gender issues through an intersectional feminist lens, our goal is to educate, engage, and challenge the dominant hegemony. Intravenous, every Wednesday morning from 10 to 11, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse, independent, yours.
And guess who we're back? Your favorites from the bricks, Yago and Pranay.
Yay! Okay, Yago, I'm just going to talk about like what happened exactly a year ago. It is December 17th. On December 17th, 2023, we went to Maple Ridge and we got to know that you got scammed.
Oh, 1 year ago, we were going through paintball?
Yes.
That was definitely a dumb decision.
One of the dumb decisions, yes.
Yes. Well, that was a great day, though.
It was a great day. Do you want to describe it? Come on, go ahead.
How much do you think I can...
Go ahead.
I can be mad about paintball.
Don't name the company, just...
There's only one paintball company in Vancouver.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well. I'll start on my share of the story.
Okay.
And then I'll give you the chance to defend yourself.
Okay.
Okay, so let's just say... It was the first time I had $1,600 in my account. That sounds like a lot of money. And at the same time that I had actually to like save up, as I was saying before, I was like, oh, I can buy this. I was also pretty excited about making money and more specifically enjoying life with friends. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, I'm not spending on anything. I should get something for me for birthday. Mm-hmm. Of course, I'm not going to spend like $300 on my birthday, but what I can do is make other people spend money to be there with me.
Yes.
And have fun. So there was I don't remember specifically what was happening, but there were a few people tabling mm-hmm. in front of the library. Mm-hmm. And